Representatives of the Keystone Pipeline met with North Dakota's Public Service Commissioners to talk about a big oil spill in northern South Dakota and the company's response to it. The pipeline leaked 210,000 gallons of oil near the South Dakota city of Amherst. The pipeline runs through both North and South Dakota. North Dakota Public Service Commissioner Julie Fedorchak says PSC members wanted to know why it happened and to be updated on cleanup efforts. Fedorchak says a quick response to the spill shows the company's plans worked perfectly.
The system was shut down within 3 minutes of when the first detection was found of a spill. And importantly, they could detect it. It showed up. There was an anomaly that showed up, and the people that were overseeing the system noticed it, detected it, knew it was something off and serious, and so they, in very short order, shut it down. And that really prevented what could have been a much more difficult spill.
But Fedorchak says there are still questions about why that spill happened.
It's a new line. New lines like this should not be having those kinds of issues. And so it's really important that the company and PHMSA and federal DOT do the tests needed on that pipe, which they are doing, to try to figure out what caused it. And then I think that'll be a learning opportunity for the entire industry.
Fedorchak says the company thinks it might be an abrasion on the coating, which likely happened as the pipeline was being put in the ground. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.